Proclamation number 0810 of 14th of March, 1939. Bearer of the Word. Search for the Truth. Training Stations. Researcher. All forces unite for the great work on earth, and no strength may remain unused if my word is to be conveyed to people on earth in all purity and truthfulness. Therefore, anyone who desires to live in truth should not focus on the external world. He should constantly listen inwards, present his questions to the Creator of heaven and earth, be right with himself, always research with God-directed thinking in all love of truth. And all doubt will fade away. The whole of life will become explainable to him as a training station, and he will fetch all wisdom from God himself, who will not withhold it from him. Only in this way alone is it possible to recognize the meaning and purpose of life. Only in this way is it possible to see the highest and most perfect being in the eternal deity. And only in this way is it possible to banish all wrong ideas and self-constructed concepts from the heart and only accept that which truly originated from God, as the eternal truth himself. If this path is marked out for you and you have the will to do what is right, it will be easy for you, for I am with everyone who wants to find me. Thus it is only too obvious that neither wise researchers nor systematically trained teachers on earth can give a clear, truthful picture of creation and God's essence as long as they have not yet penetrated the truth themselves, and that on the path via me, whom I myself cannot instruct by consciously turning his will towards me, will always pass by the pure truth and will never ever be able to advocate the infallibility of his wisdom. And thus my love gives you humans proof again that you can always be bearers of my word if it is in your will. The search for truth has always been peculiar to people, only the path has not always been the same. Anyone who considers himself the starting point of all wisdom, anyone who tries to penetrate unfamiliar territory by virtue of his ego, his research can never lead to the right aim. For I myself don't want to be ignored when it comes to fathoming my creation. I am the Lord of everything you see. And it is therefore understandable that anyone who wants to enter my kingdom in spirit must also come to me. Then I myself will open the gates for him and grant him full insight, and he will never be able to go astray but stand in profound truth. Whoever, however, wants to bypass me will walk blindly despite all efforts to find light. You, who are all my living creations, can only be what I have intended for you in union with me, for if my strength is to permeate you, then you may not flee from me and avoid me. And your earthly life is truly an escape from me. The separation from your Creator is what makes earthly life so difficult for you, and until you find your way back to him, your suffering will truly not diminish. And thus the call from above comes to you again and again, and yet you don't hear it. You remain in the abyss, although the path to ascent is marked out for you and shown to be so easily passable. And you revile and ridicule the one who courts you with all love, patience and mercy. Amen.